Today on Secio, the White House press secretary says Joe Biden is the, quote, best communicator in the White House. So why hasn't he communicated about the three shot down unidentified objects?
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Secio. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Secio.
All right, welcome to Secio. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Pretty, again, I know that the White House, they probably have to say it, but it sounds pretty shocking. If it, really, when you put into context that we have shot down three objects that are still unidentified, and the president, who did give a speech yesterday at some event, still has not spoken about it to the American people. Senators who were briefed on it said the briefing was nothing that shouldn't be said to the American people. They said it was a classified briefing. They said none of it should have been classified. Most of it's already, as we always know, has already been reported. But take a listen to Karine Jean-Pierre about the whole communications problem inside the White House and the administration. I mean, they're having this problem, too, with Pete Buttigieg on the transportation and the train derailment in Ohio. Take a listen.
Is it the view of the president's communications team that he is equally adept in all settings in terms of communications, or are there some that played a greater strain, some where he probably isn't as strong, etc.?
I will tell you this. The president is the best communicator that we have in the White House.
If you mean by communication that they don't communicate.
I think there have been presidents who have been the best communicators at the White House before.
Bill Clinton could communicate.
Donald Trump was pretty good at communicating.
Could communicate.
George W. Bush, they'd still put him forward if it was a major national event.
Yeah, that wasn't his strongest.
Not his strongest suit. But, I mean, if we had shot down three things, he would have addressed the nation.
Yeah, I think the lack of that is they just don't. Here's the problem, okay? It's not just
that. That's what Rosen is talking about. Why is he not out there?
Yeah, by the way, the reporter that asked the question, our friend James Rosen used to be with
Why
Fox,
is he not out there
Sinclair.
Talking about it?
Let me say this, okay? This is the bigger problem. Put the whole communication
issue. Yeah, Obama would have definitely been out there.
But he was probably the best communicator for a president in our lifetime. With Ronald Reagan, I'd say those would be the two for me. All right, so here's what you've got, though. It's not just the president, though. So Pete Buttigieg, who's supposed to be the, you know, Department of Transportation, they got a disaster going on right now. Airplanes are almost hitting each other.
Some have clipped each other parking.
Yeah, we've got trains derailing with toxic fumes.
Telling everybody in those towns, which is always the
So maybe
the
don't
kiss of
put
death.
A small town
no
mayor.
No problem there. No problem
Maybe
there.
Do
Go
not
back.
Put a
the
small,
fish are dying. Yeah. Don't drink the water. The governor of Ohio said don't drink the water.
The governor of Ohio said don't drink it. The EPA said, well, based on the testing, yes, he hedged. But here's the problem. Miscommunication, lack of clarity.
No, they're having the Republican governor and the state of Ohio administration deal with what should be a federal disaster.
And how about when they put the generals up on the military stuff?
Well, they can't even get on the phone with the Chinese. We saw that.
They will not. The Chinese colleague, if you will, the Secretary of Defense for China, the Communist Party, will not take the call from Lloyd Austin. What does that tell you? Tells you we are standing in the world has gone down drastically, and the lack of communication, including from Admiral Kirby and the rest of them, has just been horrific. We're taking your calls on this. How do you feel about the kind of the, you know, the president gave a State of the Union. What's your view on the State of the Union? We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. You can also get your comments in at aclj.org. That's 1-800-684-3110. Then, the special counsel, what a mistake these things are. I've said it. I'm going to say it again for the record. I do not like special counsels. I don't like them when I had to deal with them as a lawyer. But the special counsel is now going after one of the former president's lawyers, Evan Corcoran. This is interesting because they're doing what's called crime fraud. And what they're trying to get to, in my view, is the former president. We're going to talk about that, too, because there are three lawyers on this broadcast in the next segment that have dealt with the special counsel. Me, Jordan, and the Economo. We have done it. So we'll talk about that. We'll take your questions on the state of the country, what you think about all these issues. 800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. We'll be taking your calls, as I said. Also, follow us on all of our social media. It's at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at Logan Sekulow, and at ACLJ. And there they are. And it's Truth Social, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So we encourage you to do that as well to stay engaged. We'll be back with your calls and comments at 800-684-3110 in just a moment.
us on air on Seculo. The number you call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. As we said, we'll take your calls on the best communicator, because the White House doubling down that Joe Biden is the best communicator. I would just say, if he is, then don't have John Kirby and Jake Sullivan and Karine Jean-Pierre and Lloyd Austin, who can't talk to the Chinese, get the Chinese to answer his phone, be the ones talking, or that general from NORAD, who's always kind of upsets
the
one, me.
You mean the domain gap?
Yeah. Which now we know that was a lie.
Yes.
We'll get into that. But they were tracking that balloon moment it took off. So there was nothing wrong with the radars. No issues with that.
Could have knocked it down over the sea. No problem.
Like a week before it even got
to. So you've got this communication issues which affect national policy, which affect our global relations. As you said, you got the Chinese Minister of Defense is what they're called. We call it Secretary of Defense. Will not take the call of our Secretary of Defense. By the way, that's an unbelievably dangerous. As lawyers that have worked with cabinet secretaries, and Andy just came in the studio here, the idea that a Secretary of Defense from the United States cannot get a call through to the Secretary of Defense of China is very, and we've worked with secretaries of, you know, at the highest levels, including presidents. Very dangerous.
Well, of course.
I've been there when these calls have been made.
Of course it is, Jay. And it also shows how low the prestige of the United States has fallen. Think about it. The Secretary of State or the Secretary of Defense or some high-ranking cabinet official of the United States calls a foreign country and they will not take the phone call. What does that tell you about where our prestige has fallen and the danger that that poses if they're not talking and they're doing something else like shooting? Really bad.
It's also, can I say this? It's very dangerous. I mean, it's very dangerous for the country to be in this kind of situation. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Then we're going to, I've got some other things I want to go. There's a major development in the investigation. By the way, let me say this at the outset, we're about to discuss the idea that the lawyer, Evan Corcoran, is one of the President Trump's current lawyers, is now trying to be compelled by Jack Smith, the special counsel, to testify because they're arguing the crime fraud exception to attorney-client privilege is another reason why special counsels are a disaster. Go after the lawyer. We're going to talk about all of that. We'll get your comments. Let's go ahead and take some calls.
Yeah, let's go to Nick in Texas on line one. Hey, Nick, welcome to Seculo. You're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. My statement/question is, with China being the way it is right now, with the balloon not taking our call, with Russia potential ships out where they shouldn't be, I feel like they're trying to potentially poke the bear. The world seems to think there's an opportunity to potentially, I don't know, dethrone America, attack. Like, it seems to be that there's something, they're seeing an opportunity because there's weakness.
Well, I think the dethrone is the right idea. I mean, I think it's a good analysis. What they're trying to, I think a lot of this is testing the United States and our lack, and this goes back to the inability of the current Secretary of Defense to communicate with the Secretary, the Minister of Defense from China shows that. There's not enough fear in what the United States might do that would require the call to be accepted. Because let me tell you this, whatever you think about the former president, If Mike Espy would have made the call on behalf of the former president, the Chinese government would be taking it. I suspect so. And by the way, I'd say that with Bill Clinton, too. They would have taken it. This is the problem when you have this kind of relationship. Yeah,
they'd rather act tough, the Chinese, because they know they're not going to, nothing bad is
going to
happen
testing.
To them. So
they launched that. I really did not want to do the balloon, but here you got to do it. The balloon gets launched from China, mainland, or wherever it launched from.
Being tracked the entire time.
From takeoff, from liftoff to put into the...
it was all a lie.
All of that, we had a domain gap, was incorrect.
Yep.
And they think the American people aren't going to figure this out. Andy?
Well, that's at least the American people are not duped by it, because we realize that this is putting America in a terrible position. It is showing the pusillanimity, which means the weakness of the United States in the face of these kinds of things. This was not what we had before, folks. It's just not. And I think it's a terrible situation to put this country and its people into, where our highest officials are shunned and rebuffed and not taken seriously by any country in the world, because they know, don't worry, the United States is not going to do anything. We can push them around. They're succeeding in doing that.
It's unbelievable that this has happened. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
Joseph's calling in from South Carolina on line three. Hey, Joseph.
Big news in South Carolina, too.
We'll get hey, fellas. How y'all doing today? All right, here's my thing. I live off the coast of Myrtle Beach. I actually watched the balloon get shot down. And here we are, three unidentified objects have already been shot down. You know, and here's my question. Why is the government being so untransparent with the nation? Is there things that we need to know? Is there
I tell you, I'll tell you why. I mean, first of all, we don't know the seriousness of, I mean, they executed multi-million dollar operations. That's how we need to start looking at this. Multi-million dollar military operations to knock these devices or whatever they are. They still haven't confirmed that they were balloons, correct? Or now they're saying so we don't know what the other three were. We don't know. There were some rumblings last night that these may have been weather balloons that were knocked down, but that makes no sense because they launch, NOAA launches, I think, 100 or 95 to 100 balloons a day. Weather balloons. So that doesn't even make sense. None of this makes sense. And I think that's the problem. I mean, you had that general get up there and say, do we have that domain gap? I mean, this was total baloney. I mean, here, listen to it.
It's my responsibility to detect threats to North America. I will tell you that we did not detect those threats. And that's a domain awareness gap that we have to...
General, that is not true. We now know you did detect the threat. That's the problem. You did detect it, and you let it fly over the entire United States and did nothing. And then you got a White House that cannot communicate, but they are very good at communicating. We're going after the lawyers in the Trump investigation. That they're very good at communicating.
That they said they're going to do through their special counsel. Yep, they did.
Okay, we're going to take more calls. I want to stay on this topic because this is important. Disinformation, remember they're going to have a disinformation czar? Physician, heal thyself. Because here's the problem. They had a military general in charge of NORAD go out and say what? We had a domain gap on our intelligence and the ability to track. None of that was true.
No.
And is the media going to call them an account for that? No.
No, I mean,
they're fed up.
They reported it last night that this was, and again, this is not about the three other objects. This is just about the Chinese spy balloon. And they reported that they were tracking it the entire time since it was launched. So there was no radar problem. There were no issues with tracking it. There would have been no issue taking it out the moment it entered our airspace or our water boundary. So that at that moment, you know, if you did it before that, you're causing like international events for no reason.
Because you're in international waterways.
Right. But you do it the moment it enters your waterways or airspace, whichever happens first or simultaneously, boom, taken down over a very safe place. And they'll say, well, we couldn't retrive it there. They haven't been a good job retrieving it off the coast of South Carolina either.
No, and then the other three, they basically
the
said,
other
we'll
three
never.
Said you can't
never,
get to.
Yeah, so you'll never really know
so
what those were.
This is just at the bottom of Lake Huron, 200 feet down. One's in the Yukon Mountains.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and another's, I think it's 40 degrees below zero where the other one is.
Yep. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's take Mona from Virginia on line four. Hi, Mona. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. How are you guys doing today? See, so one, President Biden is the best communicator. No wonder they don't say anything. Number two is the FOIAs that you guys...
Yes.
Put out there, won't they give some information or are they just not putting information down
for us? I have thought through that. It's a good question. So we to find out what your government's doing, your American Center for Law and Justice frequently files Freedom of Information Act requests, and we've got about a dozen cases in litigation right now, and we get all kinds of data. The problem with this is it's a military. It's going to be deemed classified. It's going to also be deemed ongoing, so you're not going to get the information. What has to happen here, and it's not, is... This has moved a lot of other things off the news. It just does. It moves things off the cycle. And as you've got a political cycle, I mean, you got Nikki Haley announcing that she's running for the Republican nomination for president. We'll talk about that in the next segment. We'll kind of get a sense of where the campaigns are going. But the reality is you're not going to know. We're not going to know unless we just keep pressing. Congress does have oversight authority, though, and that's where this comes in. And we work, our Legislative Affairs Office and our ACLJ Action, we work with Congress on these issues. So you're not going to get this through a FOIA. So we're not going to be able to use Article 3, that's the courts. We're going to use Article 1, the Congress, the legislative branch of government. And that's how we're going to deal with this. And we're on top of that. It's just a different approach. You've got to get members of Congress that are already on it. They're getting briefings. But they're coming out and saying what they're finding in these briefings. You know what they're finding in these briefings? Nothing. Zero. Nothing that the American people should know. Nothing classified. My goodness, the Minister of Defense won't take the calls of the Secretary of Defense. It's a pretty sad state of affairs. We'll take your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. We've got a very important email out. I'm going to get into that a little bit coming up. Stay engaged, folks. We're on the threshold of a major announcement on a case, too, maybe coming later today or tomorrow.
Welcome back to Secular. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And again, talking about the situation involving the United States, China, the commentary, Joe Biden being the best communicator, yet he has not commented yet on the three unidentified objects that were shot down. Okay, so understand that. I mean, that is a pretty big deal that the White House says he's the best communicator, yet he will not come out. The Chinese have now said, by the way, in contradiction to Kirby, we could pull the sound. I don't know how that sound was exactly comes out. We have it from the Chinese?
We have the Kirby sound.
Yeah, no, we'll pull the Chinese sound. I said to you first, and then we can play. Because they've said, we've been sending those kind of spy balloons over
and
China. They know it. They haven't shot them down. Maybe they'll start shooting them down.
The interesting thing here is that they have not.
And Kirby denied it, like the Chinese wouldn't come out and call him on it. We know we spy on China.
Yeah, of course. The interesting thing to me is that they will not say what these other three objects were. Okay, now, can it possibly be, Andy, at this point, that they don't know? Because if that's the truth,
yes.
Well, that's really scary.
Oh, yes, Jay. That can very well be. They don't know because that is the cardinal failure of our intelligence. They didn't find this balloon until, and we know now that it left the China, sauntered over the Pacific, over Alaska, came in through Idaho, and was finally shot down at Myrtle Beach. And then they this was not known until some person on the planet the United States saw it. I mean, we don't know these things. This is a failure of our intelligence.
I am hoping that they're telling us they didn't know and they actually knew. This is like when Marco Rubio said we played it yesterday. This goes all back to this, is when they played yesterday, we better hope it's aliens, because if not, the Chinese and Russians are a lot more sophisticated than we think.
They are.
This is the problem with, and we're focusing on the communication aspect of this, okay? I don't get the communication aspect of this, folks. I don't understand what we're trying to accomplish, because right now it looks like chaos. And when you've got chaos, that's a problem. And look, you got at the same time, and I said this earlier, you get the breaking, look at the breaking news items the last 24 hours. It's the balloons, obviously. That's all over the place, and our military action. And those are multi-million-dollar military operations every time we do it. The American people have a right to know what at least is going on, and certainly members of Congress. But that is where members of Congress come in, and they get to oversee, oversight committee, all of these issues, foreign relations, foreign affairs, all of these. So it's not going to court for a FOIA. It's getting Congress to act. Okay, they're working on that. At the same time, the media pops out yesterday that former President Trump's lawyers has been compelled to come back in to give more testimony, and they're arguing crime fraud exception so that attorney-client privilege doesn't apply. That's pretty big news, folks, because that escalates this thing up drastically. Let's explain to everybody what that crime fraud is. So first of all, attorney-client privilege is you communicate with me as your lawyer. I don't have to disclose that to anyone, including a grand jury, what you told me in confidence, except
If you and your lawyer have been discussing something that is or could be criminal or that is or could be fraudulent, and courts have carved out an exception, and they say the attorney-client privilege does not apply if crime or fraud is being discussed between the attorney and the client, and in that way we invade that privilege, and the person who engaged in the conversation is compelled to testify. That's what that means.
That ups the ante in all of this, Jordan, really significantly. Because, first of all, it tells me a couple of things. Number one, that they are targeting the lawyer. That means they think the lawyer was involved in, which probably will indicate to me it's probable obstruction of justice case. That means they think they really do have a crime, which, of course, why you appoint a special counsel, why they have, that's the predicate. And that they would actually bring this against, you know, the former president's lawyers or the former president. They are going to up the ante on this thing. And how can you bring a documents case against anybody at this point when you got the former president, the current president, and the former vice president all having, excuse me, having their houses and, you know, searched. Searched is the right term. I don't want anybody saying, oh, you said ransacked. Searched by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I think they ransacked Mar-a-Lago pretty good from what I gathered. But the not, and I don't mean that as a positive. All those pictures they put out were not pictures of that Donald Trump had. That was pictures the FBI did. More disinformation, misinformation, yes, by the way, in all this. We got a lot of calls coming in here. Our phone lines are jammed. We're going to start going through these so you can call us at 800-684-3110. Let's go to Tom on line two.
Hey, Tom. He's calling from Washington State. Welcome to Secular. You're on the air.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I was wondering, isn't there some kind of legal action that can be taken against or, you know, against the White House for not really moving forward with legal action or arresting spies from China that they know of? No. Or
so we believe that the Constitution, the founding fathers put a unitary executive in place, meaning that the president is the chief executive of the United States. He is uniquely a branch of government. And those issues fall within the parameters of the president's authority.
Yeah, the congressional role is oversight and the power of the purse. So if they think something's going wrong, they could, of course, threaten funding.
Yes.
That's their best way.
But you got to fund the military.
Yes, but their best way of getting information is to threaten funding to the intelligence agencies and intelligence community and say, you know what, we're not going to sign off on your new request for an extra $1 billion until you tell us what you're doing about this.
No, that's 100% correct.
But no legal action.
And, of course, the legal action would have to arise from the Department of Justice, which is in the executive branch. So it's not happening. This is why the congressional oversight of all of this going on right now is so critical.
And we haven't seen that for a couple of years because the Democrats have been in charge of both the House and the Senate. So with the Democrats in charge of both the House and the Senate, you didn't see the oversight.
Correct.
Now we're just starting to see the oversight.
And it's going to take a little bit of time for them to get into session.
No, they're just starting to have their first set of hearings, just getting subpoenas out.
Back on this situation with President Trump's former lawyer, his current lawyer, how significant of a move is this by the special counsel?
Oh, I think it's very significant. I mean, you're invading one of the most sacred privileges of all, the attorney-client privilege. And this is sending a very terrible signal to attorneys who are members of the criminal defense bar. You may be representing clients. You may be charged with criminal conduct yourself. I mean, who would want to represent anybody if they're going to be within, you know, a criminal investigation because they listen to their lawyer, to their client, tell them something? This is a very gutsy move on the part of special counsel, and it's one that I think is, you got to be very careful when you say crime fraud exception, because what you're saying to a lawyer is, you committed or attempted to commit a crime or perpetrate a fraud, and therefore what you said with your lawyer cannot be covered by the privilege, and you've got to talk about it. That's a very dangerous thing to put a lawyer into, to put him or her in the crosshairs of a criminal investigation simply because they listened to their client or performed some act that is now being, in hindsight, charged as being criminal.
I just got a contact from a good friend of ours, Pat Mahoney, who is has a group that's outside the Chinese embassy praying, and they're about to be arrested. Literally as we speak. And now the question is, that would be being arrested by who? Secret Service? Being arrested by it wouldn't be the Capitol Hill Police, it would be the D.C. Metro. So I've got lawyers calling him. I mean, literally, I'm doing this, folks, right now, as we're on air. Because people in America have the right to speak out on these issues, and we're going to defend that. And we've got lawyers on it literally as we speak, which is why you need to be supporting the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. Let's see if we can get Pat on the phone before he's arrested from the next segment. I want to find out what's going on here. Again, we'll take your calls, 800-684-3110. Support our work at ACLJ.org, as we're about to dispatch lawyers right now in another case.
All right, folks, we'll be back. We'll take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Right back on Secular.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Secular. And now your host, Jordan Secular.
All right, welcome back to Secular. Take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Just to reset a little bit, so we got the White House saying Joe Biden is the best communicator. Take a listen to it again. I want to play it for you. Karine Jean-Pierre, because if he was the best communicator, you think, don't put John Kirby out, Jake Sullivan, or Karine Jean-Pierre to talk about the three unidentified objects that have been shot down since the State of the Union. Put him out there, but they haven't. Take a listen.
Is it the view of the president's communications team that he is equally adept in all settings in terms of communications, or are there some that played a greater strength, some where he probably isn't as strong, etc.?
I will tell you this, the president is the best communicator that we have in the White House.
If he was, and there certainly have been presidents that have been, you would put them forward. You would put them forward to speak about these issues, even if he didn't know all the facts yet, even if they had determined everything yet, he would speak out so that we at least could comfort the American people about our own national security. Let me go to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Mary Ellen in Illinois, first on line one. Hey, Mary Ellen.
Okay, let's take another call.
Yeah, we'll go to Janet in South Carolina on line three. Hey, Janet.
Hey, appreciate everything you guys do and taking the call. Just want my comment is that as crazy as the administration is, I think somebody jumped the gun and we probably shot down something of our own, like a weather balloon or somebody else's. And
The thing is, they'll never going to admit that to us.
See, here's
the
thing.
These three that got shut down, they said they'll never be able to recover.
Yes, and because of where they hit.
That was Millie.
Here's the interesting thing. I told this to Millie. This morning, I don't know if it was CNN or MSNBC, one of the networks, because I, you know, watch all the news at night. I get them from, and it was like for about 10 minutes. And somebody was floating basically the idea that these may have been weather balloons, but we couldn't confirm, so we took them down. These are multi-million-dollar military operations, and they're dangerous. They're dangerous because you hit something, you don't know what it's going to release.
Well, one of the missiles, ended up at the bottom of Lake Huron.
Yeah, because it did not, they were unsuccessful.
So did it detonate? I guess they could detonate it, or is it like sitting at the bottom of Lake Huron?
These are good questions. We'll ask the chief information officer to let us know this. But this is the problem that with all of this. All right, so we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I just got off the phone with a friend of ours, a client, long-term client, Pat Mahoney, does prayer vigils all over Washington. He's been going to the same spot where the Chinese embassy is in Washington for 75 times. Never had an issue. I mean, the police have come over and talked to him, but they acknowledge it's a public sidewalk. He can't be there. Today, it wasn't the police. The Secret Service came and said, you may be arrested here or you're subject to arrest. So we've got two lawyers at the ACLJ working on this right now, talking to his wife, because I think he's in a different situation. I'm saying this because the American people have the right to speak out, and protecting the rights of the First Amendment, whether it is protesting in front of the Chinese embassy or pro-life students going into the National Archives Museum and being harassed or Smithsonian, we're in federal court on these. On this issue, though, with this oversight, it is more congressional. And I think that's what we've got to stress here, Jordan. That's where our Office of Government Affairs comes in.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, oversight is very key. And now we have friends that we're able to work with who are actually doing oversight. So we've had Jim Jordan on to talk about that, the weaponization, at least Stefanik's on that committee as well. It's just beginning. I mean, but they have a lot to do because they want to, the weaponization of the government. We talked about the FBI out of control, the DOJ out of control. That's one of the reasons they have that weaponization subcommittee. We've got, new intel House committee. We have, again, the investigations into what's happened on social media. And it's certainly there's going to be investigations into China and what is going on here. Not just the origins of COVID, which that just launched. That investigation, a real one, where Fauci's been also subpoenaed.
That's going to be an interesting
one,
too.
So he would always come freely to talk to the Democrats.
Yeah, not
Republicans, he had to be subpoenaed.
Yeah. The image wouldn't voluntarily appear. like the Chinese should be held accountable for all of it. Look, they unleashed a virus on the world. They have put spy balloons flying at 20,000, 40,000, or 60,000 feet in that range across the United States. And our Secretary of Defense can't get a phone call answered by their Minister of Defense. So that's why you fight back, folks. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Taking your calls, your reaction to all of this. 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
Sekiel, we are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I mean, there's been news, too, as our producer Will said, they're floating. Well, some of these may have been commercial, to speak up to that last caller. So it's like they just wanted to look tough, so they shot down some random objects that they then started a whole conversation about aliens.
Yes.
Extraterrestrials was used from the White House podium.
Yes.
As a real statement.
We're not ruling anything out.
And they also lied to us about being able to track it. Daily Mail has the entire map of when the spy balloon went up, where it left.
Daily Mail has
it. How long it took to get
to it. I mean, think about what you just said.
Very quick, by the way.
Daily Mail has it, but our 4 days ago or 5 days ago, he said that, when was the domain gap on? Last week sometime. I mean.
It was seven.
Okay, 7 days ago?
7 days, he just lied.
Yeah, wait, I'm not, you know, here's what
he did. He got up there and said we couldn't track it because our radars don't track it, but they were tracking.
They went through this whole thing about recalibration, too. We've recalibrated, and that's what. None of this is true. Right. Now, by the way, let me show you a picture.
Because we knew we had technology that could track this.
Since we're talking about the Chinese, let me talk to here's a picture of my friend Pat Mahoney, who we've represented for about 40 years. He has got a very active ministry in Washington, D.C. He does great work on human rights. That's his sign. No to spying, yes to freedom. Same spot he's been on, Jordan, 75 times. The Secret Service approached him today. That's got to stop. Because they're protecting the Chinese embassy from American citizens engaged in free speech.
Yeah,
I'm sure they are. The Secretary of Defense, Andy, won't call our Secretary of Defense, but they're going to shut down our guy on a public sidewalk.
I mean, that really makes me sick to see that happen. Here we have an American citizen exercising on a public forum, a traditional public forum, his First Amendment constitutional right to say yes to freedom, no to spying, and he is threatened by a government police officer that I'm going to lock you up if you do that. But the Secretary of State or the Secretary of Defense calls his counterpart in China, Mr. Wang Li, and he will not take his phone, that's his name, he will not take his phone call and says, I'm not going to talk to you. I have nothing to say to you. Don't even want to talk to you. That is the extent to which American sovereignty, the extent to which American prestige has fallen in the world.
Embassy, I think they were allowing people to project like the Ukraine colors up onto their embassy from across the street.
Well, right, because
or that happened by the consulate. Which
but this is not what the that's government can't engage
so
in viewpoint discrimination.
What kind of protest they
so,
like?
So here's
they
what
like
you got.
Protesting Russia right now.
Yes,
don't protest China.
So here's the thing, which is raises up a whole other thing. Why were they so afraid of with China? Okay, so our guy was our lawyers have verified that he was on a public sidewalk that he's been on like 75 times. All he was doing was holding the sign and praying. I think it was a small group of people. Police confirm or Secret Service. We're trying to determine which. It looks like it was Secret Service. And said he's about to be arrested. Ben Sisney, Olivia Summers, a couple of our lawyers are already on top of this. And Christy as well. I mean, we've got three lawyers
Has
on
he
this.
Been arrested?
I don't know if he's been arrested yet. His message, voicemail message to me was he was about to be. Ben is willing to go down. Ben Sisney from our office said he'll go to the site if necessary. Just as long as he doesn't get, you know, again, we've done that. You got to be careful you don't become the witness. So, but anyways, what this tells you is this. The government's engaging in content discrimination, viewpoint discrimination against American citizens. They get misinformation out, and then Americans protest, engage in constitutionally protected activity. So we will, listen, if they arrest them, we'll get it dismissed, and then we'll file an injunction against the Secret Service or the police, whoever did this. But again, this is not the way it works in a free country. We're allowed to protest. You can't block a sidewalk. You know, we get all that. You can't harass, but you're allowed to protest. And an embassy is not an enclave immune from the First Amendment. So we got to be clear on that. They don't just get to say, no, we don't want it here. We're not going to do it. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We've got lawyers deployed on this. I think that the overriding issue here that we have to realize is that, and you just said it, Jordan, Why is it that we would allow protesters to hoist a flag of Ukraine on an embassy or a consulate in Washington, but not allow an American citizen to protest against China right now?
Yeah.
I mean, what does that tell you?
It just tells you where the administration is. I mean, I think what they'd argue, I'm just doing this in my head quickly, is that because of the spy balloon, there's a unique potential security risk. The Chinese may have asked for additional security around their embassy.
Yep.
Because we shot down a Chinese spy balloon. And they're overreacting. The Secret Service.
But they don't get to do that.
No, but I'm saying that it's typical that we see a lot of overacting of federal officials.
You know, and this ties into when we said there's got to be congressional oversight.
You can bring more security to embassies. That happens all the time.
Sure, they can bring more security.
And the U.S. does provide that because it's
on our territory. Yeah.
But they don't get to arrest citizens who are doing legal acts.
No, you're engaged in free speech on a traditional public forum. You get to do that. Now, it's interesting. That's the First Amendment free speech court side. Then you've got Congress. Here is what Senator Cotton said about the briefing, the confidential, you know, top secret briefing they got. Listen.
As usual, we had another classified briefing in which we learned nothing that I didn't already know as a member of the Intelligence Committee and Armed Services Committee, or for that matter, that one couldn't learn from reading your newspapers and watching your news channels. That's why I want to stress again, President Biden owes the American people an explanation.
I don't understand what they think they're pulling
How
on the American
times
people
we heard
here.
From Rick Riddell and Mike Pompeo, the overclassification is a huge problem, and they act like they're telling them something special, and it's all in the newspaper. And in fact, it seems like the Daily Mail had the track of the radar before Congress got briefed on it.
I wonder I hope the Daily Mail didn't have the track of the balloon before the United States had the track of the balloon.
Probably did.
They've got a detailed map.
Probably did. They showed the map. Is it leaving the China going across the Pacific, Alaska, down the Yukon, over Idaho? It
we
was
have
beautiful.
That?
Yeah, so yeah, we showed the map. We ought to. It's a very good map. Yeah, the Mail reporter was on.
I mean, they were using the jet stream to a point, and then they but obviously it was definitely maneuverable, as we were talking.
Yeah,
about.
They said that one was. But, I mean, maneuverable. The other three. They got to give us answers on all this. I like I said, I didn't want to talk about it, but it's wall to wall coverage, and we're asking the legal questions. You know, the legal questions here are just so overwhelming, because you ask yourself, and then I think the free speech aspect of this is just fascinating, because the idea that the government can put their thumb on one side of the content or one side of the viewpoint is something I've argued at the Supreme Court for 40 years, and the court has unanimously said governments can't do that.
Yeah, well, that's true. This man is simply exercising his constitutionally protected right to make a statement on a public forum. And he's not bothering anybody. He's done this for years. Suddenly the Chinese deploy balloons and we're protecting the Chinese embassy from what? Somebody holding a sign saying no spying, we'd rather have freedom? What kind of stuff is that, Jay? I don't understand that.
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, that's not true. I've seen viewpoint discrimination. But, you know, under the glare of this, Jordan, this is what I don't understand. You've got international media on top of the situation. The Chinese are now saying we're running balloons over there. Areas. Kirby says we never do it. Do we have the Chinese? Do we not have that?
We don't have one with a translation.
Okay. Do we know what they said basically was the United States has been doing this. Kirby said we did not. I'll choose to believe Kirby over the United States right now, but he is not exactly a confidence builder on these things. And that's one of the problems here. And then you got the NORAD commander who said we had all these domain gaps that we didn't have the ability to track. And when we found out we did, we knew exactly when it took off and where it was. I want to ask this to Joe Biden, who's the best communicator they have. Why didn't we take it down when it was 4 miles off our coast coming into the United States rather than 4 miles after it went through the entire United States? How come he's not being held accountable on that? Well, that's where Congress comes in, and that's where they need to take action. Here's my question to you, our listener. Is this something you want to see action taken on? Some accountability on this? Call us at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. You've got to put this China situation into a perspective, too. And the perspective is, this is the country that launched on the entire world a pandemic of unbelievable proportion, death, and tragedy. Tens of millions of people are dead, have died, including my own brother, from what the Chinese launched on the American people and the rest of the world. And now they're playing, you know, cute with spy balloons. And they won't take the call from our defense minister, our defense secretary of defense. Their defense minister will not take the call. They're really scared about what the United States will do because they know what we'll do. Nothing. Now, I'm not saying military action, but start sanctioning them like Trump did with the tariffs. Make it economically not viable. Their economy has been hurting in China. They are vulnerable on their economy. And we have to take advantage of it in a global, geopolitical, geoeconomic way to get them to understand that we mean business in the United States of America. Jordan, you said this before. When you have leadership like this, then you say to yourself, why am I putting myself through this? Why are we letting our country drift like this? Now, elections have consequences, folks. This is the consequence of that election. For you know,
it's a huge consequence of this election. We knew we should have heeded President Obama's warning. And when it comes to foreign policy, Joe Biden was, he used an expletive, but the worst.
Got it wrong every single time is what Secretary of Defense, was it Gates? Yeah. Every single time Joe Biden was on the wrong side of foreign policy, which tells you a lot. All right, folks, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. We're going to also, go ahead.
We always want to be these domestic presidents, and that never, listen, George W. Bush wanted to focus on education reform and Social Security reform and immigration reform. It never happens that way. You know, you've got to deal with what's happening in the world. And so all these domestic issues, which we need to focus on, infrastructure, obviously, for real, sort of train derailments, but, you know, they don't even take that seriously. They were talking about yesterday the skin color of hard hat workers is what Mayor Pete was talking about. In neighborhoods, the workers aren't the same color as the people who are in the neighborhoods. Not the train. Welcome back to Secure. We're going to take your calls to 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We'll go in order. Let's go to Ray in New York on line 6. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I have a statement and then I have a question. I thought we can go into space and retrieve and fix satellites, so we can't do anything with a flying object 60,000 feet above air. And then could this be a distraction to a rumor that I heard that Russian and Chinese ships are in our waters now?
I mean, I have no idea about Russian ships. Now, if you're talking military... and I don't even know if their shipping ships would be allowed in our waters right now. The Chinese probably do. So I'm sure many ships out of China are allowed in our waters. Now, those would be commercial because we get so many things from China. So absolutely, there's Chinese vessels manned by Chinese crew. A lot of times they fly different flags because of just different laws when you go to the law of admiralty and the laws of the seas. But... you know, the idea that we can go into space and fix things, we used to be able to. And then until Elon Musk came around, there was no space program.
No, that's exactly right.
So I don't know how, I mean, we were using, how did we get to space actually? Russia.
Yeah, remember we partnered that? With Russia.
That's how we used to get to space without, before Elon Musk came around and Bezos with some of his. But again, we had given up completely on a space program of our own. I mean, sending people up. And we just relied on our astronauts riding up with Russian technology.
Harry Hutchinson, our director of policy, just jumped in the studio here, and I wanted to ask a question. We've got the House majority, the GOP, is launching a COVID investigation in the House of Representatives. The World Health Organization, though, said that their investigation has been actually stymied by the Chinese.
Absolutely.
What's your and of course, we've got a client right now that can't protest in front of the Chinese embassy. So, I mean, all of this is kind of uniquely... It's fascinating right now. What's your sense of this?
Well, my sense of this is, first and foremost, the U.S. government, and particularly the divisions of the government headed formerly by Dr. Anthony Fauci, have been involved in funding gain-of-function research both in China and in the United States, and more likely than not in Ukraine, going back for the last 10 to 15 years. And so one of the objectives, I would argue, with respect to the Chinese government stonewalling, is they don't necessarily want to reveal all of the information which might actually implicate American actors. So I think that's part of the issue. The other issue, of course, is the interconnection between China and the pharmaceutical companies. And so it's very, very important to think about gain-of-function research. What is that designed to do? It's designed typically to enhance the virus so that it potentially can become even more fatal. So one of the real questions that we need to ask, and I hope the House Republicans ask, is whether or not the United States should continue to fund gain-of-function research. So if you recall, in August of 2022, Senator Rand Paul chaired a hearing on this, and it was boycotted by the Democrats. In my judgment, the Democrats do not really want to know the answers to the fundamental questions surrounding the origins of COVID.
You know, all of these become foreign policy issues and geopolitical consequence. And this is former Secretary of Defense Gates, and I was correct on this, talks about Joe, because these are all foreign policy issue folks, being wrong about every time. This is the Secretary of Defense. Take a listen to what he said.
You said in your memoir, Joe Biden is impossible not to like. Quote, he's a man of integrity, incapable of hiding what he really thinks, and one of those rare people you know you could turn to for help in a personal crisis. Still, I think he's been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. Would he be an effective commander-in-chief?
I don't know. I don't know. I think I stand by that statement. He and I agreed on some key issues in the Obama administration. We disagreed significantly on Afghanistan and some other issues. I think that the vice president had some issues with the military, so how he would get along with the senior military and what that relationship would be, I think it would depend on the personalities at the time.
He stands by the statement. This is President Obama's, and he's President Obama's Secretary of Defense,
who says that Biden has been on the wrong side of foreign policy and national security issues for 40 years.
I mean, think about that for a moment. This is why you have to have oversight. And this is why, Harry, like the questions you're asking are the right questions to ask. And that's why this, again, but I want to be clear, this is the government as the legislative branch doing the oversight. This is not where the courts come in. Courts come in when they try to shut down your viewpoint or your ability to speak out on an issue. This is different. We are taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Rachel's calling from New York. She's on line two. Rachel, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just wondering, why are they being so secretive about what their findings were about these weather balloons instead of being more forthcoming?
I'm not saying they were weather balloons. I mean, there was this hypothesis last night on some of the media they were trying to push out that the NOAA, which is the organization that handles weather and forecasting, said that they launch 100 balloons a day, weather balloons, so maybe it was something like that, but they're not saying what it was. And the jet transcripts are now from the pilots are being released, and they're describing it differently. Of course, they're flying at Mach 2. I don't know what they're flying. They're flying at 800 miles an hour, so you can't blame them. But they're describing them differently. You know what it means? I guess we should read it in the Daily Mail, because evidently they have better intelligence gathering capabilities than we do right now.
Yeah, well, I think what likely happens is, again, like these members of Congress have said in this map, the whole briefing they got that was supposedly classified was all stuff you could find in the news.
Domain gap is what they said in our ability. There it is. There's your domain gap.
There's the nuclear sites. There's where it leaves.
Look exactly where it's going to. Right over the sites. Yes. Comes in over barely over Alaska. Traverses Canada, right down into where our most sensitive military...
Those are our nuclear weapon sites. Just to be clear,
underestimate the Chinese. That's one thing, the Chinese Communist Party.
And it's also very, very important to note that China has a long-run goal and objective with respect to world domination. And I think, unfortunately for the American people, President Biden is particularly weak in combating whatever China is prepared to do.
They play the long game. Is there any question?
No, there's no doubt about it. That's how they see things. And they've done this, if you read their history, throughout their history.
Which
they've
is long.
Played the long game. And they've said the 21st century is the Chinese century.
Yeah, I think they play the long game, but we're getting close to where they start taking action in their game. And so this is...
Yeah, which means Taiwan's next.
Taiwan is next. They've already got, ports all over the world. They control most of Africa. and the resources there, and they control all of our tech.
And we have offices down there. We know. You said you see them whenever you were there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the warm water ports, military ports they have in Africa. They control all the technologies there, all of the mining. If it's not them, it's the North Koreans who work with them directly.
Yeah. All right, folks. That's what a program today. Well, that does it for the day. We're going to have more information tomorrow. Waiting for a major breakthrough on a case on First Amendment grounds. Looks like we may have another one, too. So, again, support the work of the ACLJ. You can do that by going to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And also, don't forget, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, social media, Truth, Rumble, of course, at ACLJ, at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at Logan Sekulow. Talk to you tomorrow.